This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. This weekend, a church in Fayetteville will serve as the center point for Congo Awareness Week in Northwest Arkansas. Events over 6 days are designed to make people more aware of what's happening in the African nation. And what has been happening is horror and violence on a massive scale. A war involving soldiers from several nations that has resulted in the largest death toll by war since World War II. Estimates as high as 5.4 million deaths since 1998 due to violence, starvation, and illness caused by the war. Pappy Mutamousi, a student at the University of Arkansas and a member of First Christian Church of Fayetteville, is a native of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Sunday, he'll tell his story at the church.
Since the death of my mom on the street, my life on the street for 3 to 4 years on the street as homeless kid, and then my life in the orphanage, and then when I was rescued by the rebel working the mining, and then how I escape till I get here in the United States.
Pappy says his story, the death of his mother, living on the streets homeless for years, then being forced to work as a miner excavating the mineral coltan, is a similar story to millions of others by young people in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Pappy says he was eventually taken in by an orphanage, able to get a job at the U.S. Embassy in the Congo as a janitor, and then get to the U.S., first as a student at Coffeyville Community College in southeastern Kansas, and now as a business and finance major at the University of Arkansas. When he was moving from Kansas to Fayetteville to continue his studies, the pastor of his church in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, called First Christian Church in Fayetteville.
And he told us, I know this young man, he's moving to town, and I'm trying to link him up with somebody.
Cheryl Sybrand is the secretary at First Christian Church in Fayetteville.
From there, we met Poppy at the university one day, just had lunch, and I'm kind of nosy, so I asked him some questions, and he told us a little bit about his life, and then I immediately went home and just started doing research, and I realized, why have I not heard anything about the Congo at all?
And research into the Democratic Republic of Congo reveals that the nation, especially the eastern part of the country, has been ripped apart by war and mass rape. The conflict has been described as the African World War because of the high number of casualties and the number of different nations that have sent soldiers into the conflict. Last year, the First Christian Church in Fayetteville held its first Congo Awareness Week with a modest goal in mind.
Just establish awareness within our own church. We hope that anybody from the general public that might have read about it or have any interest at all would come and learn more as well. Mainly just to increase awareness to let people know that about the situation there, and that once you do know, then just as a justice issue, as if you care about humanity at all, that you need to pay attention and do what you can.
The second ever Congo Awareness Week, sponsored by the church, begins Sunday with Pappy telling his story twice at the 9 and 11 a.m. services. Monday night, a documentary about the large population of homeless children in Kinshasa, the capital, will be shown at 6:30 at the church, and the filmmaker, Gilbert Malamba, will be on hand to discuss the movie. A prayer vigil is scheduled for Tuesday night, and on Wednesday, a small effort designed to prove to people how almost all of us are connected to the violence in the Congo, what the church is calling a sellout, as in C-E-L-L, as in cell phones. Cell phones are involved because
because of the mineral coltan that's used to make so many of our electronics work is mined in the Congo and is related directly to the conflict. People are forced to work in the mines that happen to Poppy. Different militia groups can then use those funds to buy more arms, and it just kind of perpetuates. So we're just asking people for an hour during the day, during your lunch break, to turn off your cell phones, just in an act of solidarity.
About 80% of the world's coltan is pulled from mines in the Congo. The mineral is refined into a substance that can hold a high electrical charge and is used in almost every cell phone, remote control, MP3 player, and other digital convenience in the world. Last year's first Congo Awareness Week did seem to have an impact on members of the congregation, especially Allie Kirkpatrick and her husband Kirk.
I'm a mom here in Fayetteville, and my husband Kirk and I we have adopted a little girl in the Congo, and she's still there, and Kirk is traveling on Thursday to go pick her up and bring her home.
The Kirkpatricks began the adoption process last December, and Kirk will be back with their daughter in 2 to 6 weeks. Allie says she and Kirk had been discussing adoption for some time when last year's Congo Awareness Week began.
We had a traveling minister come and speak, and he was so passionate. And in his sermon, after he discussed what was going on in the Congo, he said, well, now that you know, what are you going to do? And adoption immediately came to my mind. It has been on the table for years with us. And we just felt that God called us to adopt a little girl from the Congo.
This year's edition of Congo Awareness Week also includes a Congolese meal and fundraiser at the church on Friday night, the 22nd, to help with the adoption, and concludes Saturday morning, the 23rd, with a walk with Congo women at Gully Park to support Women for Women International. Pappy Mutamasi says he hopes a week such as the one set to begin Sunday will not only raise awareness, but conversation.
People in the Congo mostly want somebody to talk about them. By letting your representative know, the senator know what is happening. And they should talk about, like, on the federal meeting, on the Congress, and the Senate, on the Washington, D.C. And then a United States with its power can say that something in the Congo.
There has been some legislative movement in Washington. This summer, the president signed into law the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act that includes some regulations for companies trading in the Congo's mineral resources like coltan and gold. Foreign policy observers seem to be in agreement that it is a first step, but much more needs to be done to stop the violence and mass rapes in the country. Cheryl Seibert, the secretary at First Christian Church in Fayetteville, says she hopes awareness weeks like the one beginning Sunday can help make a difference.
I was thinking, too, about one of the presentations that we did at church after we attended a Congo symposium in Indianapolis. I guess I was just so in awe of what a beautiful country the Congo is as well, just with the landscape and the waterfalls and the rivers and mountains and just the potential that's there for people to someday be able to go there and enjoy. And that's my hope, that someday there will be peace, and it may not come in Poppy's time or my time or Allie's, but maybe Janie or my children, or when Poppy has children, well, they'll get to see it and we can say, hey, we helped. You know, you can look at South Africa and so many other countries that, you know, 50 years ago people were talking, you know, the same as we are now about the Congo. And it just takes time. We just got to be part of getting the ball rolling towards more positive.
The second ever Congo Awareness Week begins Sunday morning at First Christian Church at 220 North College in Fayetteville and continues through the Walk for Congo Women at Gully Park Saturday the 23rd from 8:30 until 11 a.m. You can learn more at congoweek.org and find more links for information about the Congo at ozarksatlarge.com.